The biggest sporting event in the Czech Republic at the weekend was without question the MotoGP in Brno. This year, the country's leading motorsport event attracted just under 240,000 spectators over 3 days. The main draw was, of course, Sunday's Czech Grand Prix, which saw Jorge Lorenzo of Spain claim his 7th race victory of the season and extend his overall lead in the championship. Local fans will have been disappointed when Czech rider Karel Abraham was forced to pull out of the Moto2 class final after a fall during Saturday's heats left the promising 20-year-old with mild concussion. The more experienced Lukasz Pešek did line up for that race but was forced to pull out after a technical problem with his front wheel about halfway through it. Patrik Vostarek also failed to finish. But Czech motorsport fans did have something to cheer when 17-year-old Jakub Kornfiel managed a sensational 5th-place finish in the 125cc race. The baby-faced rider was only 9 seconds from becoming the first Czech on the podium in Brno in 3 years. Moving on to football, and Viktoria Plzeň are still going great guns in the Czech league. They beat Slovácko 3-0 on Sunday to retake top spot, after Olomouc briefly headed the table following a 2-1 victory over Baník Ostrava the previous day. Sparta Prague are now third behind Olomouc after a 1-0 away win over Příbram. In one other notable match, Slovan Liberec took 3 points for the first time this season with a 3-1 away win over Slavia Prague, who were beaten for the first time this term. Meanwhile, Sparta will be in action again on Tuesday night, when they host the Slovak champions Žilina in what will surely be one of the games of their season, the first leg of the final qualification round for the Big Bucks Champions League. The Czech title holders are keeping shtum about their planned lineup, but it's clear they will be without 3 key players. Wilfried Bony, Marek Matijovski and Libor Sionko are all suspended. Sparta were last in the Champions League group stage 5 years ago, while Žilina have never made it that far. Finally, some tennis, and Tomáš Berdych failed to make it 3 wins over Roger Federer this year when the two met in the quarterfinals at the Rogers Cup in Toronto on Friday. The Czech was 5-2 ahead in the final set, but the Swiss clawed his way back into it and took the match in a tiebreak. Berdych, who is 24, remained a career-best 7th when the world rankings were issued on Monday. That's all the sport for today.